True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's mid-season, go have yourself a laugh. It's mid-season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season episode 91. I'm Drab.
I'm Valdezy.
Gonna have a great show for
you guys
today. We're feeling good.
Got a good feeling about today's show.
Training camp has started, and that means Bit Season is over.
That's depressing.
Bit season on the junkies. The official. We always say bit season never ends, but if there was a schedule, it would be the Commanders off season.
I think it's like, day after Super Bowl, started training camp.
We started to hit the skins today. I think once hit the skin starts, that's the end of bit season.
It's a shame. The season goes by fast, my friend.
Did you like how I ended bit season?
What do you mean?
How I ended bit season with AWOD, booked them at 8:40 a.m. on Wednesday, and training camp started at 9 a.m.
You know what? I didn't know it. I did notice. Was that intentional?
Yeah, it was intentional. Because
we got to talk about AWOD's call.
I'd love to talk about AWOD's call. I thought he was great. He was texting me. He was doing a Kevin McCarthy bit, texting me all day, wanting to get a review of his call.
Oh.
How'd I do? Was I okay? Did the guys enjoy me?
Hey, why does he do that with me?
Because you're not boys with him. You're not close with him.
I guess that's true.
I mean, I talk to AWOD probably every day.
Well, then why is he begging me for zingers?
He's not funny.
Am I his writer?
You're his
program director?
No, I'm his life coach.
Yeah.
And you're you're his
creative director.
Field coach. You're his field coach. I mean, when it comes to the show, you're providing him. Well, that's not true. I am too, but you're the offensive coordinator.
I'm the OC.
You're the OC. I'll give you that.
All right. Okay.
But I'm his life coach. His mentor.
You're the head coach. I'm the OC.
Yeah. Well, it's AWOD. Okay, you can be the OC for AWOD.
I guess so.
Yes, he was texting me. He just wanted reviews of how he's doing.
I will say, unless you came up with it, the premise of him abstaining from sex until he gets number three in the ratings book is a funny premise. It is a great premise of his.
I thought it was that's all AWOD. He came up with that on his own. He probably needed help with some of his delivery, as always. And the fact that JP couldn't understand that AWOD was joking and was trying to have a serious discussion about him not dating women was mind-boggling.
Of course he's trying.
That's his excuse for not having any success. And you know what actually drives me nuts about? They always say Adam hasn't had sex in 4 years, right? Or since COVID. But what people you can't let go unmentioned is that he didn't have sex for 5 years leading up to that one night stand.
Yeah. So technically he's got about a year and a half worth of wiggle room before he can have his next conquest. Do you also what's up with the guy's obsession with Adam's sex life?
Well, I think it's Eric's obsession.
No, because I feel like JP. No. I felt like
JP and Larch really don't care if they ever see or talk to Adam again. That's probably true. Like they just talk to him on the show. But that's like anybody. That's like Rom. Those are just filler on the show for them, or characters on the show for them. EB has a genuine interest in Adam's life.
Okay.
Do you think JP's thinking about AWOD or Lurch or Cakes or any of them?
Like when they go home. I don't necessarily think Eric's thinking about Adam when he goes home, but in the moment, because remember, Eric's the first person to say. The original WAD, EWAD. Yeah, as soon as he left the show, he's dead to him. He doesn't exist anymore.
Maybe. I don't know. Eric just gets more, entertains him more because Eric gets a kick out of Adam's life.
I would say he definitely entertains him more. But I felt like, yes, or this week when Adam called in, JP was the one that was really gravitating towards his sex life more so than Eric.
Wrong. JP just wanted to prove Adam wrong about something. He just wanted to. He was trying to get.
So he was trying to find the loophole in Adam's.
JP was just. He was taking Adam very literal of what he was saying, and he was having trouble processing it. He wanted answers for when certain circumstances. He goes, "You're still dating, but you won't have sex," and he was just trying to like have a game plan for what Adam's actually doing. He not understanding that it was just a zing. It was a joke.
Well, that's okay. That makes a lot of sense now. I see what it is. I just thought that JP was infatuated. With the sex life.
He was
digging deep into the sex life because he's trying to disprove Adam from what he's saying. At the end of the day, to JP, Adam is a liar. So
okay. The key word is disprove. JP's trying to disprove something. That's what he likes to do.
He was trying to poke holes in what Adam's been.
From JP.
Okay, that makes sense. Because you know what? I feel bad for Adam.
Why?
Because Adam's greatest accomplishment on the show, greatest show highlight, has now become a burden to Adam, meaning the lying liar bit. So, right?
Okay.
I think that was his biggest show triumph.
I agree. When Adam took, he took a lie detector test.
Failed miserably. Lied about having sex with women. Lied about his game with women. All of those things.
Great payoff.
Yeah. Huge. The best payoff we've had in maybe a decade. All right. Now that bit has resonated so much with JP. Now every single thing that Adam says needs to be psychoanalyzed, kind of like what Possibly. We're doing right now. And because at the end of the day, Adam's biggest accomplishment was being a liar. So how is he lying about this?
You see
the leap that I'm taking there?
Yes, you understand
how I got to that leap.
I understand it, but I think in a more simpler term, JP just sometimes has trouble understanding when people are joking and not being serious. And, you know, I definitely don't want to rag on JP. That's not what I want to do at all, but we've had similar issues on the show where people are exaggerating or they're just having fun, and we're not
reading the room.
He's on a different page.
He doesn't understand the rest of us. It's like JP's a part of the show in terms of like the circus that's going on.
Right. But Adam,
JP is taking it as literal like reality TV, and we're putting together a sitcom right now.
Basically.
Okay. So that makes sense.
Adam texted me last night saying he's going to move to Charlotte.
Oh.
Because Adam is down there for the ACC yep. preseason
for football,
media day.
Right.
And he says his Bumble game is on fire.
And so is Mrs. Bickles.
Yeah.
what was it? Explain that. His Bumble game's on
he's
fire.
He's matching. These girls are matching yeah. with him. I believe Bumble. The girl has, you can swipe on a girl, but she has to swipe on you. I don't exactly know, but I know the girl has to choose you as somewhere along the way. So,
yeah, yes, that's the catch with that.
He's having multiple attractive, he's sending me pictures of the girls on Bumble,
okay.
attractive women matching with him. I mean, this is a girl that could be dating one of the Commanders. Okay, like this is a very pretty girl.
That could be Joey Sly's girlfriend.
That could be Joey Sly's girlfriend. Absolutely. There looks like there's a Latina girl here that matches with him.
Well, remember, Latina was the last girl that.
Yeah,
he's got
a thing for yes. Latinas.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is that his thing?
But I asked him. I just asked him right before the show. I said,
"Is he meeting up or doing dates?"
Well, I think he was messaging with girls yeah. yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And then I said, I need to update. Any luck with your matches last night? And he said, nope, nothing.
So, all right, well,
he's not closing.
Yeah, that's a baby step right there, is matching and conversing. I will say props to Adam, because I saw his tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Him saying, what's a cool meetup spot to watch the Women's World Cup tonight? All right.
yeah, but he's not doing that to You think, wait, do you think going to...
I think for Adam, that's shooting fish in a barrel for him.
No, Adam's a sports dork. He loves sports, and he loves women's soccer.
I know.
He's not... You or someone else, a normal testosterone-laden man, would be thinking, oh, there's going to be hot chicks here.
Yeah, I would think that pool...
Adam's thinking, I need the biggest screen possible so I can
watch Alex Morgan.
I can stare at Alex Morgan.
I thought he was saying that because he wanted to go out and start hitting on some chicks.
No,
buying them some Bud Lights.
No, he wants a place where I believe we can win chant will break out or something. He wants to be part of his sports team.
What are you doing? He's in another trendy city. Yeah, young professional.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a cool story. Hey, I'm down here for media day. I work in radio, right?
I know.
To sports chicks that are at a sports bar to watch the women's national team because Adam has a love affair with soccer. This should be a layup for him.
There are no layups. There are no gimmies. Nothing. Everything's impossible for my guy.
Yeah, this would be a gimme putt for Adam. But you find a way to miss.
Yeah, well, he'll miss. So you've been teasing me. Let's get into the meat of the show here.
Yes,
I actually have no idea what you want to talk to me about you want to talk to the listeners about. You've been teasing it, and at one point you said, I thought about bringing this up on the Junkies, but I decided to save it for bit season.
I did. I thought, I have a plea.
Okay.
For our listeners, and I want to do this on bit season. This may migrate to the main show, to the Junks.
Oh, but, so you're testing a topic out here?
No. I'm doing this.
I legitimately have no idea what you're about to tell me. Okay.
I'm doing this because I think Bit Season listeners are more normal. They like us. They like us a lot more than on the regular show.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you're listening to us for 91 episodes for 91
you must
hours
like us a
content,
little bit.
Yes. All right. I have a problem, and I need the biddies to come through.
Okay. All right. So this is about you.
It's kind of about me, but it can also be about the biddies.
Oh, all right.
All right. But you can be a casual observer. So we talked about last week about going to concerts and everything. And I've been rope-a-doped into going to two concerts in this summer. Morgan Wallen is in September. And I'm going to see Eric Church August 5th.
Are you even a country fan?
Well, yes, I am a country fan. I've seen Eric Church already twice in concert.
Okay, so right. You're going back for a third time. Going you can't get enough. Time.
I can't get enough. Love Eric Church.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Going with friends.
Yeah.
All right. And we've all planned everything out to a T. Okay.
That's just like you.
All right.
What needs to be planned out for it to go to a concert?
All right. Well, the concert's at Jiffy Lube this year.
All right.
It's not at the Anthem in downtown D.C.
This is for Eric Church.
This is for Eric Church.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody that we've talked to has gone in and we've secured a bus. All right. Like a Chariots for Hire type party bus.
Okay. How many people are going?
Well, we had 10 people go. Now we've had 4 people back out. So now we have 6 people for a bus.
Mm.
All right. That costs $1,300 that we've put a down payment of $650 on.
Okay. So you're all splitting right. It 6 ways, or I guess some people are couples or whatever.
Well, some people have bailed and there's going to be open seats on this bus.
How many is a seat?
I think it can seat up to like 14.
I'm begging
biddies, if you're going to the Eric Church concert and you want to meet up in Herndon and ride a bus with Valdez and his friends to the concert,
really?
I need to offset the cost.
You're doing it. You're in a pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
You came up with a creative idea.
We have the idea. Everybody was in. We had people back out last minute, basically.
What day of the week is the concert?
It's a Saturday.
All right. Perfect day.
Perfect day.
Every concert I want to go to at Jiffy Lube is on a Tuesday.
Yes. It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday concert. It's a country fest. Everyone is going to be drinking, and the last thing you want to do is drink and drive, especially all the way out to Jiffy Lube.
Herndon. Wait, you don't live in Herndon.
I know I don't live in Herndon. That's
but
where
your
my,
boys do. That's, okay. Yes,
that's the central location for pickup.
Let me guess. Jack lives in... Is it Jack? Lives
or
in Herndon.
His name is Jack, but he's not okay, the Jack.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. He probably has 100 friends 100 named Jack. Friends, so I don't think... all right. So you are put a party bus.
Yes, a party bus.
14 seems like a small bus to me.
It's not the biggest bus in the world.
Are you sure you can't fit a few more biddies in there?
You might be able to. You never know. But this is what I need.
Okay.
If you're going to the concert and you haven't figured out how you're going to get to and from, all right, and you didn't want to take an Uber out there, or you want to have fun and you don't want to stop drinking, an hour into the concert, let me know.
My first question to you is...
Yes. You can DM me.
Mm-hmm.
You can DM me on IG.
Yeah.
And we'll go through the application process to see if you... can make it on the bus.
My first question to you is, why not just cancel the bus?
You can't. We already put a $650 deposit on it.
Why did you need a bus?
So that not everyone's driving back and forth, and it's a long day.
Why is it a long day?
Because his concerts are about 3 hours long.
Oh yeah, but you don't care about the openers and all that. You get there.
Not really. Tailgate.
You just okay.
All right. Look, we're trying to be smart. We don't want any DUIs or anything like that. We don't want to cause any.
How much
accidents.
Are you expecting?
And to be honest with you, I don't want to. I don't want to drive, or even if we are sober and driving, I'm kind of scared of everybody else driving out of that place.
What happens if it's Rom? Rom says, "Let me come. I'll pay the rest."
I would really have to think about that.
But
I know Rom wouldn't do that.
Okay.
All right. Because I know I'm not a hero.
Yeah, you're not a hero. Okay, yeah. That's a bad example. It wouldn't be Rom.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I need. Number one, do you think that's weird?
No, not necessarily. I think...
You think I'm using this microphone to...
Is the concert sold out?
I'm pretty sure it's sold out. Only secondary market tickets are
Here's what you should have done. You should have bought... Grab a ticket, okay,
right.
For the lawn seat or something. I don't okay. care. All right, and you said, "Drab, I need you to come to this concert because we can now make it a full bit season party instead of and just bringing on people that hey, Drab and Valdez are going to this concert. You want to join us? Come, instead of doing this swan song about people backing out.
How much are lawn seats right now? Look." Hey, you know what
I'd say? Yes.
We could do a live show from the back of the bus for everyone.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Jiffy Lube,
Eric Church, August 5th. I think.
Is it a birthday Don't you have a birthday August 3rd?
My birthday is August 3rd.
Valdez will be turning 36 this year.
Gee. Thank you, my work wife. You know my birthday? And now
I know. Valdez messed up my birthday this morning. It was actually a little insulting. No, he should know. We've only known each other for 15 years. He should know.
All right, I said, isn't your birthday today or tomorrow or something like that?
No, my birthday is on Monday, July 31st. Hi. Buy tickets. I'm on livenation.com.
Okay.
I should probably be on a resale.
Yes, like StubHub.
General admission lawn. What do you think?
Right lawn there. Seat, $100.
$45.
All right, that's not bad. Do you want to come?
No.
But I need.
I'm guessing your tickets aren't in the lawn. No. Though. Do you know what section you're in?
No, I don't know the exact section.
Okay.
I'm not in charge of the ticket.
But are you up front? Are you mid?
We have seats. We're not in the lawn.
Okay.
Everyone's not in the lawn.
Hey, I asked Cakes about that. Are lawn seats for nubbers? Or is it part of the charm of going to concerts? Like, do some people enjoy just sitting in the lawn?
Oh, I've been to Wolf Trap before to see Darius Rucker, and I had lawn seats, and we were all hanging out. Yeah. We had a cooler.
I went
food.
To. Yeah,
it was nice.
I went to OAR. I've sat in them both. I went to OAR at Merriweather, sat in the lawn, but I kind of felt like that's part of the experience. Like, a lot of people just like it. Then I asked Cakes about it, and Cakes said his lawn seating days are over. That's for college kids. That's where all the heavy boozing is.
You know what it's like? It's kind of like sitting in the bleachers in a baseball. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like the bleacher creatures. I think some people outgrow that. Some people like it.
A lot of dancing out in the lawn, too. I'm not a big dancer, so I like to be in tight on those seats. No room for movement.
I got Gorilla Glue on my ass. Hey, but, all right. Is that a good, the more people to hit me up, the better, because I need to offset the cost.
We can't
plop down $650 and then everyone pays $250 for the bus. I'm going to go broke doing that.
We make your first thing should be the people who canceled should be paying until they get a replacement.
Oh, trust me, it's a whole thing.
I know
we should hold them accountable, but we're softies and we're not.
So, have they offered to pay?
Yeah, we said we want to get a bus.
No, have the people who've canceled offered to pay?
No, they haven't.
Do I know any of these people?
No, you do not.
Okay, all right. I was going to shame them. If they listened, I was going to shame them publicly.
All
right, so they're not listening.
We'll shame them at the grown-ups table on the big show.
Yeah, okay.
So that everyone is in their business.
Oh, so if you don't get enough replies on this one, we'll take it to the junkies.
Yes, this is
about how you're getting hoarded.
Yeah, I want to make sure this plays out in the minor leagues before.
All right. Well, I think even a couple people, even if it's three or four people, that will help alleviate some of the costs.
Of course.
But I do think if it's not fully covered, then. You guys got to go back to the people who canceled.
You
guys hoard this. I'm not paying $400 out of my own to go to this dumb concert because you bailed.
Oh, I know. Trust me, there's a lot of bitterness about it.
Is there some big silly or someone that people are intimidated by that canceled that you guys are having?
I think we're all getting ready. We're getting our ducks in a row before we attack the person.
Oh, okay.
And then like we're waiting to see if their excuse is valid enough.
All right, so hit you up on
Are you
back on Twitter? Is this going to bring you back on Twitter? You say you've been off Twitter. I haven't seen you on it.
I don't post. I lurk.
Oh, you're lurking. Okay, lurk. So you'll get back on Twitter to check your DMs.
Yes,
or on Instagram.
Yeah,
find Valdez.
I'm more active on IG though, but I lurk. I'll see it.
All right,
and then give me your application. You know, tell me why you should be
picky. I don't think you should be so picky. You don't need an application or why they should be the one. If somebody wants to go on that bus, you should just be open borders. Like, just come on in. No questions asked.
Here's your papers.
All right. Do you have money? That should be your first question. Here's my Venmo. No,
this is our organizer's information.
Yeah.
Here, we'll attach you to the email string.
All right. I like that. Don't be picky.
I'm not picky.
Okay. Well, good luck. Keep me updated.
If you have questions, feel free to ask the questions. I will fill you in as much as possible. My only request is just don't be super weird. Okay.
You actually, yeah, you are a little concerned.
I am a little concerned about that because this is radio.
This is radio.
This is radio.
We're all weirdos. People who listen, people who work here. Everyone's a little strange.
Everyone's a little strange, but.
You don't want to.
I need the perfect amount of strange. I don't need.
Right. Do they have to bring a date? Like, you do. What about a biddy just wants to come solo, hang out with Valdez?
Solo's fine. But, you know, people are bringing dates and their wives and everything. So if you want to convince your wife, or if you're a biddy couple,
No, I know that's what you want. What happened if it's just like a Valdez fanboy?
Valdez fanboy?
Yeah. And just wants to be like, hang out with Valdez.
I'll consider it.
You'll consider it.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll definitely consider it.
Okay. All right. Well, keep me updated. And if you bring it up on the Junkies, we'll know it's going poorly.
If you hear this segment regurgitated on the Junks, we gotta kill time, or I got no replies.
All right, speaking of the Junkies, I want to get your thoughts on a segment this week on Mrs. B.
Oh, okay.
I put this on the rundown. I've been thinking about it a lot, and
she had two call-ins this week. By the way,
she had. Well, I think one was last week, wasn't it?
No, I thought the two. I thought
no.
They were within seven days of each other.
Yeah, yeah. I think one was last week. It was a good call, and her one last week was pretty good.
Oh, you know what? Yes, hold on. Yeah, you're right.
She called about the will.
Then Eric told the story about her stepping on the Hornets, and then she called with the Hornet.
And she called the next day.
I was conflating Eric's story with her calling in twice.
And anything I say is out of love. If Eric hears this. Okay, because I love Mrs. B, and she's very kind. She's an awesome woman. I'm a little concerned. I'll just say, has she lost her fastball? Or am I being unfair after... You can listen to the segment yourself. She wasn't sharp.
No. This is what I will say. I thought the estate planning was a great call. Mm-hmm. I think it was a poor decision on our parts,
Eric's part, and on
Eric to get her to give us an update after being stung by the Hornets.
Well, look, the Junkies, it's always their show, and I've always said, like, if they have a great idea, if they have an idea for a segment that they're really passionate about, let's roll with it. So anytime, absolutely, anytime that Eric and Mrs. B had all the goodwill, right?
Yeah.
Anytime Eric says, let's get my mom on, I actually get sized. I always get a kick out of it because most of the time it's going to be just fantastic radio. And I know the P1s love it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think maybe the calls were too close to one another?
Yes.
Because we got what we wanted. We got our fill with Mrs. Bickle calling about the estate planning. Do you think maybe just the story of her stepping on the Hornet's nest And then was satisfaction enough? We didn't need her to call in after the update.
A couple things. I think the bookings were too close to each other.
She's like, honestly, Mrs. Bickle's like cheesecake.
Yeah, a little bit goes a long way.
Yes.
I don't even know if I even believe that because I always like it when she's on, but she's always on months apart.
She's spaced out perfectly.
Okay, but was that the problem or...
Is the content the problem?
Is the content the problem? I mean, she was really... I mean, I'm probably being unfair. I think I'm being unfair because she just got stung. She's 85 years old. She just got stung by a bunch of bees a couple days before, and she went on the air. But it was a very long segment, but she wasn't... Clearly, she wasn't enjoying it.
Right. We should have ripped the parachute into that 10 minutes in.
Right.
Because we could tell what was good... She could tell she was laboring. She was in pain. She wasn't enjoying the segment. That's the thing is when she calls in, you can kind of hear the tone of joy in her voice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she likes it. You know, she felt like she was on the phone at gunpoint almost. And plus, she just she's taking the medicine for the pain. She had a traumatic experience. We shouldn't have had her on.
We should have pushed back
because in theory the idea is good to have her on paper. She's going to call in, give us an update after being stung. On paper that sounds like a home run segment. Mm-hmm. But we're not listening as it's going on, saying, "Wow, this is depressing."
It was depressing. It was depressing because she sounded very old on that call. Like she wasn't with it. She wasn't herself, and she just I felt, I'm not looking at her, and I know she's stung up, and she felt like pain.
You could hear the pain was audible in her voice, right?
It wasn't so much the pain for me. She was slow. Like she wasn't, she sounded like very frail and old and not enjoying it. And maybe, I think EB should have pulled the ripcord. He should have said, "All right, Mom, I hope you feel better. I love you. You sound horrible. You know, I'm gonna call you after the show. This isn't fun for you, Mom.
Yeah, this isn't going like I thought
we'd laugh a little bit. Yeah. But you're clearly in pain, Mom. I'll check in." But then it kind of just went on, and she never really rallied. I was hoping for a rally. Adrenaline gets going. If you want to be depressed, listen to the Mississippi call from the other day. But I also, some of that made me think about, well, at some point, I mean, EB has mentioned it many times. I mean, she's 85. She's been on the show for
Clint
decades.
Didier. Hey, she's an octogenarian.
Octogenarian is the JP's word of the month. I don't know. It just made me think about Mrs. B aging, and I'd never really thought about that before, and it really bums me out. And then you think about your own parents aging.
Yes.
And your loved ones, and how they're not going to be around forever. And it's just going to be a major bummer, because I never knew Eric when his dad, Eric has very fond memories of his dad and had a great relationship, but I never really knew Eric when his dad passed away. I think it was probably around 2007, 2008.
It was in the Fairfax studio.
I think so. So I'm pretty sure it happened after I got here, but it was before 2010, before I was on the show or anything. So,
Okay. You know what? Mrs. Bickle was a reminder to you of how fragile life is. And then you were getting in your feels because you just were out there with your parents in Spokane.
I also think about Junkie's guest dying. and that bums me out. Hey, okay.
This is what I'm saying. Eric, skip past this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or pause it. I don't want you to listen to this. Do you know, I have two folders in the J drive.
Are you like CNN and you already have I have
a Bruce the
package
Hugger
package put together.
I have a Bruce the Hugger package and I have a Mrs. Bickle montage.
Okay. Ready to go.
Ready to fire.
All right. I thought about Bruce the Hugger. Okay, and the last few days, so I'm glad you brought Bruce up.
But it's morbid. But it's us doing our job.
It's part of the process.
It's part of the job description.
I didn't know you had a Mrs. B folder.
I've got a Mrs. B folder.
So I don't know, like Bruce. I don't know how long Bruce is going to live for. Bruce is, I think, 60 or 61, but he's got health issues. Everyone knows that. He doesn't sound great. We haven't seen Bruce face to face in a couple of years.
I know, that's the main thing.
Now here's what keeps me going. Bruce's mom is like 92 years old or something.
I don't know how that's
possible. And she's been sick for two decades.
Yeah, we always ask Bruce how his mother's doing, and
not so good.
Yeah,
she's mom's not sick.
Yeah, mom's sick.
And it's not just mom sick. The ambulance comes to Bruce the Hugger's house, I think, on a weekly basis to take his mom to the hospital. I'm not sure what's going on there, but the ambulance is there a lot, or she goes to the hospital a lot. But she's still doing. She's still alive. But anytime we've had Junkie's guests pass away before, but of course it makes me think. It makes me sad thinking about the show without them being on the show anymore.
Yeah.
But also makes me think about people in your life that you're getting older, and it's just I don't know, getting old sucks, man. It's just like, or seeing people age sucks. Yeah. And they're not themselves anymore. And so I'm clearly jumping ahead, way ahead with Mrs. B. It was one bad call.
It was a bad,
your brain
is extrapolating that out.
Yes, they say don't extrapolate. That's the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, you're basically doing the radio equivalent of Googling WebMD, right? You say, oh my God, look at all these symptoms and signs after this phone call from Mrs. Bickle. I'm jumping to the worst possible conclusion.
Yeah, and honestly, when you're 85 years old and you get stung by a bunch of bees, you could donk off right then and there. And also, Eric, they botched it. They should have called 911.
Of course.
I
know. I told Eric. Eric says, he goes, well, you know, there's nothing really that they can do when you call 911.
Well, how does Eric know that?
They must have Googled it or DuckDuckGo'd it, whatever. But but this is what I told Eric. I said, Eric, it's not about what they can do at the hospital. It's more so giving you and your mother, who is in pain,
yeah,
peace of mind that everything's being done to the greatest ability to take care of her pain or what just happened. That's more that, you know, when you're sending someone to the hospital because of bee stings, because of age, you know, they might just give her a pill. At the end of the day, you know, you're getting exactly what you need.
But how many bee stings is too many? Okay. Well, I mean, 50, 100, 500. I don't know. That poor boy and my girl, Macaulay Culkin, died.
He was allergic.
Okay, but you never know. You don't know. I think about that.
He brought up my girl.
Well, that was a lot of bees.
Bees have been hot lately.
They have. Well, Pete Haley got stung. And why is his foot swollen a week later?
Hey, you know what I thought of, speaking of Pete Haley's foot?
Yeah, what's that?
I was thinking of Cakes' beach picture that he took.
Well,
his annual.
You said he had swollen feet.
Yes, his annual tweet in Kiowa
with the aqua socks.
Mm-hmm. Cakes didn't have aqua socks, and his.
First of all, how does Cakes not bring aqua socks? That's his bit.
I know.
What happened? How do you forget that? It's like coming to do a radio show without headphones.
Well, there's a lot of people around here that do that.
Right.
So he does his yearly tweet of him 5 miles from the ocean front with his feet in the sand at Kiowa, and you would have thought 10 bees stung Cakes' feet. How swollen they were. He had cankles.
Cakes has cankles? Look at that.
He had cankles. Look at Pete Haley's swollen foot, then look at Cakes' swollen foot.
What about, doesn't Rom have swollen feet too?
Rom has, yes, he has tiny hoof feet that are
No, I thought something happened to Rom and his foot swelled up.
I don't know.
Something happened in the last couple months and Rom's foot swelled up.
Cakes has the least attractive ankles I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that's not what you want to hear.
No. He looks like a math teacher in those little short heels and that long skirt.
Hey, you always pick apart Cakes' beach photo.
I do. Because I'm a beach purist. I'm a beach snob.
I know. I can't find it here. I mean, Cakes is on vacation and he's been tweeting people.
I know.
It's nonstop. Oh, there it is. Okay. You think those aren't cankles, but he's got ugly feet.
He's got
a little reptile. He looks like he's got reptile feet. He doesn't have cankles, yeah, but let's see. You know, he's tweeted, taking a massive L, no water shoes for this trip, just inferior flip-flops, despite visual confirmation of a stingray in the shallows at Kia Resort. Pray for my safety, please.
And his feet look like they've been stung by a stingray. Also, why is he retweeting MGM National Harbor $10 billion?
I don't know. He's ruining his Twitter account.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Those aren't cankles? Look at those things.
No, those are not cankles. Those are pretty average.
He's got bulge. He has a ball in the middle of his metatarsal.
No, a cankle, Valdez, there's just fat, for better. There's no definition anywhere. There's like, you can't see the tendons. You can't see ligaments. You know, bone, nothing. It's just from your calf down to your middle of your foot.
All right, I tore Cakes down, but I want to hype him up.
All right, let me hear.
This is why Cakes is the greatest father in the world.
Tell me.
This is a family vacation, Allville family vacation, their annual Kiowa trip.
Mm-hmm.
He's letting all three of his kids bring friends.
Are they bringing friends or are they bringing in significant others?
I don't know. I think they're friends. I think
that's awesome. I think. That does make Cakes an awesome dad. You know what? That's one of my dreams, to be wealthy enough, right? where you don't have to penny pinch on
a
vacation.
Also, it's not just about wealth.
Okay,
either,
it is a little bit.
I know it has something. Be generous enough, but also be generous enough with your time, because this is, you know, if I was organizing the family vacation, mm-hmm. God damn it, we're going to be a family. All right, I don't want Joe Schmo with my kids outdoor playing. I want to be the person that he's hanging out with. Does that make sense?
So you want selfish time.
I
want
to monopolize the family time.
But they see each other all the time.
They don't see each other all the time. One's in college. One's,
I know, but they're at his house every weekend. They come home all the time. He wants his kids to have a good summer trip. I have fond memories. A couple times, I mean, well, I went with my buddy Kent to Coeur d'Alene, and we went on the lake over there, and it was just me, him, and his dad, and his stepmom. He took me on vacation with him. I don't think I ever took a friend on vacation with me, though.
I've never taken a friend. I don't even know if I'd want to. I'd be too scared.
My parents took their friends and their kids, though.
Not too scared. Too embarrassed. Because when you're a teenager and you're going on vacation with your parents, you're embarrassed of your family. You're embarrassed. You know what I mean? Am I the only one?
Of course I was embarrassed by my parents, but my close friend, someone so close to me that I would take on vacation, already knows my parents, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be embarrassed necessarily by them, because I would think they're already comfortable around my parents.
Makes sense.
Like, I mean, I had friends spend the nights and hang over all the time, and
yeah, I mean, I had occasional sleepovers,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I was always at that awkward age. I felt like I was too cool for my parents. You have a daughter,
right? You're not gonna let her, when she's 17 years old, if she wants to invite her best friend down with you, Mr. Hilton Head, down to Hilton Head, and to hang out with the family. You're gonna say no. Of course not. You're not. You're going to say, no, your time is to be with me and me only. Okay.
Well, I'd say Emma.
Yeah. Is that the name you pick up for your daughter?
Didn't we talk about it this way? Yeah. I'd say Emma. I said, this is a Emma Valdez family vacation.
No fun to be had.
I am not the fun police, but this is for family bonding.
Yeah, I do think there's a time and place.
But
for that.
I would have to give in because I mm-hmm. wouldn't want my daughter to hate me for the rest.
Not every summer or not. You know, the junkies have an endless vacation, so not every time off, not every time they go someplace is that necessarily appropriate. But I think every once in a while, sure, yeah. Bring your friend. Let's do something different this time. Every year we do the same thing. We sit in sand. Every day is the same. You think Cakes is changing? No, Cakes does the same thing every trip. Every restaurant the same. All that kind of stuff. So it's good to have a little bit of a change.
This is my happy medium.
Mm-hmm.
All right, these week long big beach vacations. I don't know if you can bring a friend, but if we're doing extended weekends. Not every vacation, you know what I mean? If it's like a short drive, you know, maybe her parents can drop her off and pick her up.
Yeah.
Something like that. I would negotiate okay. that.
All right. Hey, I think I talked to you about this last summer, but looking at Cakes' photo here, I just need to remind the biddies, I don't like a day at the beach.
I know you don't.
What Cakes is doing right here is tilting me.
Well, to be honest with you,
all those Beachmaster setups in the day at the beach, it ricks me.
To be honest with you, I don't think Cakes likes the beach that much. At this point, I think he goes out there to go take that picture, specifically to take his picture.
All right. So let me remind, I think you might be onto something, but let me remind you, because I heard a radio host talking about this the other day. This sounded like the most miserable day to me. Okay. She said, okay, that her and her friend go to the Jersey Shore, I think it is, on the weekends, or they find one of their days off.
Okay.
They take day trips to the beach.
All right. I've done that before.
And she says she doesn't eat at the beach. She doesn't eat like at any food stands, any restaurants or anything. Okay. She packs a cooler. And she was very specific. She said, once I get to the beach, I don't leave the beach until I'm going home. So they go, these people are so obsessed, you're one of them, so obsessed with like finding your spot in the, on the beach and carving out that little spot, your real estate and what you pack to get out there, that you are, you commit yourself to an all day affair. That sounds miserable to me. I will never, I will go into the dirt in my life, or I'll be dumped into the bosom of the Pacific Ocean in my ashes without ever spending a day at the beach. And I like the beach. I like, I mean, I like coastal areas. I like, I love beach towns. I love all that. I love ice cream
bars.
I love ice cream parlors. I love the donut shops on beaches. I love, but I don't want to spend all day in the sand under the sun. I like, here's what I like to do. I like to stay close to the beach. Now, granted, I didn't go to Disney World or Disneyland, any of that funny, fun places when I was young. My grandfather owned a cabin on the beach and on the Oregon coast. It was 100 yards off the water. So we didn't have to go out there all day. So we'd spend 45 minutes out there getting punched by the waves in the Atlantic Ocean, getting knocked, or Pacific Ocean, getting knocked around so cold, and then you run back into the house to dry off and to warm back up. So, but I've been to, you know, the beaches here on the East Coast, just soaking up the sun. There's so much other stuff to do.
Well, I want to take you to the beach. I want you to experience the beach because I feel like I would set it up. That's
I've been
conducive.
To Dewey with you. We got so drunk. I don't remember half of it.
that's not real beach town.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you know,
I know our toes touched the sand. Yeah, I don't really remember.
Then we went to go give it zingers to Ryan Felipe.
Yeah.
that reminded me. Do you know when I was in college at the University of Maryland, I did a day trip for a date to Ocean City. It was the worst possible idea I've ever had.
From College Park?
From College Park to Ocean City, Maryland.
Saturday or something.
I think it was like a Friday, and we blew off like a morning class.
Okay.
All right.
Nice. You went early, beat the traffic.
Yeah. So I had this great grand idea. I said, hey, let's because we talked about like going on a date or whatever. Mm-hmm. I said to her in the morning, I said, hey, what do you think about doing our date? And she goes, what, tonight? And I go, right now. And she perked up. She goes, oh my God, this guy's so spontaneous. I love it. And by the way, I'm so not spontaneous.
I'm the most calculated guy on the planet.
So calculated. Right. I'm thinking 10 moves ahead of everything. I'm playing chess in my head.
Okay.
All right. I just sacrificed my bishop. So she goes, oh my God. She goes, I love that idea. I said, all right. I go pack an overnight bag, day trip. We'll get down to the beach. And it was like the most perfect right before summer day. And I said, and she goes, yeah, sure. Okay. And I go, all right. So I pack a beach cooler, okay, like towels, chairs, everything.
Sounds good so far.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what you're not thinking about? The 3-hour drive that's down there.
What? Hey,
you're in a car 3 hours together.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ran out of content.
I ran out of content. I tapped out. Mm-hmm. I need a couple guests to save the show.
Break things up. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Did you have a CD? You had a couple CDs.
Yeah, I had CDs. We're playing the Yin Yang Twins or something.
Were Mr. Conversation. I thought you could make a conversation with anybody. You can make it last.
I know, but sometimes it's like you just talking to a wall.
Yeah,
and sometimes the conversations that you've had, you start to notice they're all at a bar, and you've all had about 5 beers.
So nothing real between you guys.
No.
All right.
All right. And we go down for a day trip. All right.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the beach. We're laying down there.
You get there at 11 a.m. or something?
Yeah, we're down there like 11 a.m. or something. All right. Parking down on the beach for a day trip is nubs. All right? Mm-hmm. You're parking down at the boardwalk. You got glass bottles and hypodermic needles everywhere. Band-Aids in the water.
Yeah.
The most unromantic thing in the world.
Yeah.
All right? You got fat, gelatinous people just, you know, perched up right next to you. Smoking cigarettes right next to you.
What, the guy with elephantitis, is he walking around? Yeah.
Drew, the Ocean City legend with elephantitis.
Okay. Right. Okay.
After about two hours, it goes. She's going. I want to go like freshen up. I said, freshen up. We didn't get a place. I'm a poor college kid. We're out on the beach all day, honey.
Oh, so she didn't know.
She didn't understand what a day trip was.
Oh, you tell her the public restroom's over there?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, the Porta John's right there. Why don't you go take a dump outside of Fun City?
Yeah, yeah. We're going back home in a couple hours here.
We're going back home. And then we get back
so
in the car.
So her mood changed.
Yeah, mood completely
sour.
Changed.
She's
sour. Sour. Yeah. It was... the greatest idea on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Worst idea with execution.
Yeah. And then a long, silent drive home.
A long, silent drive back. Never heard from her. Well, I heard from her, but never went out with her again.
Was that one of the worst dates you've gone on?
No, I've been on pretty awful dates in my life, but yes.
Yeah.
But in terms of an entire day, good on paper, bad execution. That actually reminds me, too. I told someone at the bullpen. Do you remember the... Actually, I don't know if they talked to you. This group of guys came up and said, we're going to a bachelor party in Annapolis. Right? They wanted my bachelor party consultant.
Mm-hmm. For later this summer or something?
Yeah, later this summer or maybe next year.
Yeah.
I told him, this is what you should do. He said, you guys should rent a boat and just go cruising with a captain.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like a yacht type boat. You have a captain and waitress and everything. And
sounds expensive. Hopefully, six of the people don't bail.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds very, very similar to my bus situation.
Yeah.
I said, you go get a boat with a captain, and I said, you hire two strippers, and you get Twister, and you have them play Twister on the open seas.
Is this some porno fantasy you have? They seemed intrigued.
They seemed very into the idea, and they thanked me. For the idea.
All right, but then you're out in the middle of the sea with two strippers after they're done performing, and then you're like, what, you got to make conversation with them?
No, you
they can't leave.
No, you throw them overboard like Captain Stabbing.
Right.
No, you bring them back to the dock.
Okay.
All right, then you can stay on the boat in the dock. You go out to international water.
No, yeah. is the estuary...
the bay is not international water.
Valdez corrected me last week. He's such a... I said something about the bay, and he goes, it's an estuary.
Well, it is.
Did I tell you about the worst date that I went on with Janelle?
What was her name?
Janelle Brown, back in the day. This girl was a smoking hottie in high school. Yeah. But
by the way, every girl you... date, you say, claiming smoking.
You picked up on that.
Right. You think I don't know? Jen Smith. Oh my God, smoking hottie.
All right. Well, I'm giving
Christina. Look. Christina Johnson. So hot.
No, that was Christina Seastone. She was hot. All right. My buddy Kent's probably laughing right now. You just heard that. All right, Janelle Brown. I didn't go out on a lot of dates. the ones I think of, and I may have already told you this one. I can't remember ever souring on a girl so quickly in my life. Oh. This girl was not someone that.
How old were you two? Is this a high school or college?
So she was 2 years younger than me.
All right.
Maybe a year behind me.
Okay.
And this was after my freshman year at Arizona State. This is when I was at my worst. Okay.
What do you mean?
I was just a douchebag. Okay.
College life got to you?
College life, and I just thought I was cock of the walk because, you know, I was back in my hometown.
Okay.
I was puffing my chest out because
you're a big sun devil.
I'm a sun devil, and everyone else is going to the local WSU.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know,
Cougs.
Totally wrong mindset, but whatever. Okay.
Well, everyone's like that.
I was 19, 21 years old. And
this girl in high school was the girl that was really, really cute, but not popular. Does that make sense?
No, it makes a billion sense.
Okay.
Everyone knows that girl.
And so I cracked the code.
Yeah, you found the prospect. Yeah,
I found the prospect that I was, you know, she was my Lindsay Lohan, right? Yeah. I was going to make her popular or whatever. I mean, even though, like, I think people were impressed that I got to go out with this girl.
Okay.
But she was kind of a dork in high school, if I remember. Like, all her friends, she was a late bloomer. She was an undiscovered talent or a late bloomer. She didn't know how pretty she was.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And you're saying, you know what? If you did this with your hair, you would be a
pouty lips.
Yeah. All you need is a little bit of eyeliner.
Right.
Highlight those.
I just remember her boyfriend being a huge dork. And I'm like, what is she doing? Yeah. This girl, she has no idea how hot she could be and who she could be dating. Yeah. But they broke up after high school or during her senior year. Okay. And somehow, this is back in the AIM days, and I'm a 1%er on AIM flirting. Okay.
All right.
I don't know what happened to me, but I've told the stories of me in chat rooms and all that. Yeah. So I convinced this girl to come out.
You have a great imagination. That helps.
Yeah. I do. So I convinced her to hang out with me and we were going to go to see Pirates of the Caribbean. The Black Pearl. This is the talk of the movie of the summer.
Yeah.
So this is like 2002. And I told her to come over to my buddy's house, the Knight Brothers. And we smoked some weed before the movie. We were going to smoke some weed. I didn't know her that well, so I don't even know if she smoked weed that often.
All right, but that's a cool, look at me, I'm a cool guy move. We're going to, right before this huge cinematic spectacle, we're going to blaze up.
Do you know what knife hits are? Have you ever heard that? It might have just been a trashy thing that me and the broskies are into.
A knife hit? No.
There's no bigger weed hit than a knife hit, and I've done them all. But people might laugh at me, right. But in my opinion,
all right, hold on, is this like how you smoke or?
Yes, how you smoke it.
All right, okay. I know someone, Bat, that may have done a gravity bong in college.
Done that, and I'm sure gravity bongs are worse, but just in my mind, this is
all right. This is what gets you. Okay.
So what you do is you went over to my buddy's apartment. Imagine how trashy this apartment was. He was like 19 years old, living on his own. Him and his brother. So just the oldest stove in the world. Okay.
Yeah.
So what you do.
It's got aluminum foil under the bottom so it collects all the crumbs.
You take two butter knives. Okay.
Okay.
You have to heat up the butter knives until they're red hot. So you stick them into the coil stove.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The rings on the stove, and you leave them in there until they turn bright red. Then you take the end of the knives. I can't remember if we had to wear gloves or not. I'm sure you did. And then you take them and you touch the weed nugget with one of them, and it sticks to it because it's so hot. And then you take the other one, the other butter knife, and you put it on top, and you slowly grind, and you're burning the weed in between the two knives, okay, with the red hot knife. And then you cut the bottom off a 2-liter Pepsi or Coke, and then you put the knives right underneath the base that's open, and you suck up all the smoke
that you're grinding out
the knives. Okay, again, I don't know why we did this or but you get so stoned. You get so stoned. And I remember, I mean, I was on cloud nine, but this dorky Janelle Brown, I don't think smoked weed.
This is her first time.
This may have been her first time
ever
smoking
weed. You're corrupting her.
Yes.
You played this so poorly.
So she was already a super quiet girl.
Yeah.
She takes one knife hit. She doesn't talk after she's so high. She doesn't talk again.
She's catatonic.
The
you
entire
paralyzed her.
20-minute drive to the movie theater.
Uh-huh.
No, not one word. She's staring out the window.
Uh-huh.
We get to the movie theater. I'm getting the popcorn and the big soda and everything. She's literally frozen.
Your eyes are so red. You're the biggest popcorn in the world. 10 packs of Milk Duds.
Yeah. Okay. We go to see The Black Pearl, and I was so excited for this movie. I'm hoping, I can't remember if it was the first or second time I'd seen it. Big Johnny Depp fan.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Again, she has not talked the whole night.
Okay.
I can't tell if she's miserable or what.
Isn't that like a 3-hour movie, too?
Yeah. Here's all I remember about what I was wearing. You see what I'm wearing right now?
Yeah, you have camouflage cargo shorts on.
Camouflage.
You fashionista, you.
I'm wearing these exact same shorts 20 years ago. Not these ones, but big, huge, baggy army cargo shorts. rocking those. And I remember I'm wearing brand new Jordan sneakers. Okay. I don't remember which ones, but they weren't like brand new. Maybe the first time I ever worn them, white and royal blue. She's not talking. I'm watching the movie. And then I hear her go, I look over at her and she pukes. The most vomit I've ever seen in my life.
Projectile vomit.
Okay, I mean, no. Not projectile would have been great because it would have gone over the seats. All down into the floor. All over my Jordan sneakers that I was wearing, okay? All over her clothes. So much barf. I remember being so distraught, staring at her and saying, we have to go. We left in the middle of the Black Pearl. Took her, we're driving. She says, I need to pull over. I yelled at her. I said, you better not puke in my car, okay?
Okay.
I'm screaming at her in my 1995 red Nissan pickup. Okay, that for some reason.
Yeah.
Don't puke in my car.
You should have put her in the back.
Dude, I took her to the park. She laid down at the park, was vomiting all over the park.
She's on the picnic table, staring at the stars.
Staring at the stars, on her back, puking all over the park. I remember I was so mad that I wouldn't put her back into my car until she was done puking.
Yeah, until it's all out,
out of her system. And then she I don't think she even had a car. I don't remember. But I remember driving her a couple minutes back to her house and I said, get out. Get out of my car. And I kicked her out 200 yards from her house. Maybe she didn't want to be dropped off at her house. I don't remember because she didn't want her parents to see or something. I don't remember anymore.
That makes sense. You don't want to walk into your house stoned.
And that's the worst date I've ever been on. A, because I was a douchebag myself. B, I was so excited to take out this hot girl. And I thought it was going to end well. And I just remember being so angry that she puked over all of my Jordans. And I was so high myself that I just look back.
Was there any communication afterwards?
I've never talked to her since. I don't know. That was the worst. The most disappointing date I've ever been on. I've told you before. I've embarrassed myself. Way worse with girls on my own.
That's hard to top. I took Jen McKay to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually, this isn't like the worst date ever. But I think I always think about it to this day. And I think this is why I'm so alpha, or I try to be so alpha,
mm-hmm.
is Jen McKay. This is when I was 15. She was 16. This is, by the way, the baller move. She drives me around everywhere because I don't have my license.
You dated an older girl.
Yeah, I'm 15. She's 16.
Do you know it's nearly impossible? How did you get an older girl to take you out? Was she ugly or fat?
No.
It's impossible. A year age difference when you're 15 and 16
I know.
Might as well be 20 years.
I might be banging a teacher.
Yeah.
Jen McKay fell in love with me, basically.
All right.
She was popular, too. We go to the movies. She picks me up in her Royal Blue Eclipse.
You were so advanced.
I was.
I get bitter. I also look down on you for your exploits when you were 15 and 16. But there's also a big part of me that was jealous.
Oh, I could tell you. I could tell you some off-air stories.
Like you hit puberty so early.
I did. I really did.
You were just you. By the time you were 16, you were just a grown man.
I basically was.
Yeah. Your mentality at 16 was probably made at 19.
Yeah, 21.
Right.
So she picks me up. We go to the movies. Right? Mm-hmm. Honks her horn. I run out there. I get in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
Little hi, we go to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she wants, and I'll never forget this to this day. We go to the movie. Guess what movie we see? Rom-com.
Wedding Crashers.
No, worse.
What?
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And I'll never forget this. We're walking around Arundel Mills Mall after the movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Was it a men bashing movie?
What?
Was it a men bashing movie?
I don't. Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson. Yeah. I don't know if it's really men bashing.
Okay.
Whatever.
Kind of forget, yeah.
All right. And I read the situation because my brain is working overtime and I'm thinking 10 moves ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking around Arundel Mills. We're holding hands. She's pointing out that maybe one day we can go into Build-A-Bear together.
Okay.
All right.
And do what?
That's what people in Pasadena used to do for affection.
Okay.
You would take your girl to Build-A-Bear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They didn't have a Build-A-Bear in Richland. Yeah, so I've got on
for that. You go pick out the color and the sport and the look and everything, and you go spend $30 on a Build-A-Bear.
Okay.
Right,
that's how you showed That's how you showed your affection.
Yeah, that's what you did in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And after the movie, when we're walking around, the two guys come up behind us. And they're making fun of me and her, going, oh, that's cute. You guys are holding hands. You guys go see a movie.
Were they older guys?
Yes, but not by much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They're probably in college.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they might as well. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Intimidating. We're 15, we're 16.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're intimidated by people that age.
Yeah.
And they go, what movie did you see? And she turns around and she says, how to lose a guy in 10 days. And then the guy goes, well, have you learned anything from that?
Yeah.
Right, and they start going, whoa, they clowned on me and dunked on me. And I'll never forget about that to this day.
Oh, man. And you had no comeback.
No comeback. I had no nothing.
And she lost her pongy for you.
Yeah. After that, she was probably wondering why she was with me.
Yeah. Well, hey. It doesn't matter. You already climbed the mountain because you're 15 years old and you took a 16-year-old.
I know, but when you're 15, you're not thinking about that.
Yeah.
When you get older, you realize how rare it was.
I don't know. I mean, I'm, but you didn't do any. You didn't do anything wrong, though.
No,
you
know what I mean? I didn't. I didn't do anything wrong.
When did you first had sex at 15? Was it like on a washing machine or something?
No. Hold on. I was... When I first had sex,
yeah,
I was 15. The other one,
you were Dylan Flame's age.
14.
What do you mean the other one? What does that mean?
Oral sex.
You had oral sex. Well, maybe. How old are you at 14? Eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Getting ready to go to ninth grade, something like that.
I'll be honest, I don't even remember the first time.
I remember vividly.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
If you know me, please turn this off. Mom, if you're listening, please turn this off. It was at a park. It was the grossest thing in the world. Because I was playing pickup basketball.
Wait, did you give or receive?
Receive.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh. You had some sweaty balls.
Yeah, I was playing pickup basketball.
Yeah.
She was so turned on by my and one like moves. She had to take me into the woods and consume me.
Hey, Valdez was a good basketball player. I'm sure it may have been intoxicating.
She was orgasming over my pump fakes.
Hey, your muscular body going up for those rebounds, pulling them off the rim.
Dripping sweat. Yeah.
She had to have it. Yeah.
And then the first time I was 15, it was with said girlfriend. I knew I should have been in trouble because she had a secret purse that were filled with Lifestyle condoms.
Oh, you were one of many.
Yeah, most likely.
It was like a... Yeah, carousel.
All
yeah, yeah, okay. All right.
I was part of the turnstile.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll never forget her secret pouch filled with dildos and Lifestyle condoms.
She had dildos at 16 in a purse,
like sex toys, like vibrating sex tiny.
There's a different kind of girls up there.
Hey, you would have loved the Dina.
I would have. I mean, Dukes and Oscar always said that. Those girls up in Baltimore area were the hottest girls
for this area by like by far, like the hottest girls on the East Coast, but they were so slutty and trashy that I don't know if it was a turnoff or you just like if you wanted to have sex with a girl, you would just go up to Baltimore, like with a cute girl. That's where we should send AWOD.
I said this 10 billion times. Eric said that to her.
What? Is that you send him to Baltimore?
He was like, dude,
Rams Head or something?
I was like, dude, he had this infatuation with going out in Arlington.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, dude, you can't compete with Tom Wilson.
Yeah, but like we told him to go to Manassas, but the girls in Manassas aren't hot.
No, the girls in Manassas are like going to Arlington. The hot girls in Manassas going to Arlington to party at Pamplona.
Okay, yeah.
AWOD needs to go to Dundalk.
Right. That's right, yeah.
And then he's a big time boy there.
Okay.
All right. This is way too personal.
Why? This is what people like.
Okay.
Don't be clam up now. We didn't even take a break. We've just been talking for like an hour and 7 minutes. This has been one of the most unfocused, rambling rant seasons.
We had a lot on the outline.
Are we going to get in trouble for not taking a break during the show so they can run some ads in there?
You know what? Not our problem.
Not our problem today.
Hey,
you know what?
But speaking of ads, we have to thank our good friends over at Don't Sleep Energy Drink.
Mm-hmm. Love Mike.
We love Mike. We love Don't Sleep Energy Drink. We love the support that they give Bit Season. They give me and they give Drabby. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code Bitties. That's BITTIES for 10% off every order. That's every single order, 10% off, promo code Bitties. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. We appreciate them. I got mine right now.
You drinking yours? Do you know when I'm drinking mine?
When?
The
car ride home?
Before my workout. I've been working out. A little update for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Not a full update, okay. But I'm on track. I'm on track for 5:27:24. If you started that journey, I will have updates when I'm feeling better about my body. There's been no changes yet.
You do have more of a pep in your step,
but I'm putting some
confidence.
I'm putting some work in. Maybe when the time is right here soon or soonish, I'll let you guys know. But I haven't quit. And that's that. In fact, I've accelerated a little bit.
Anything past starting is progress.
I should say I quit like 7 times in the last month, but I'm refocused.
I will say I've noticed your diet. Your diet.
Will you tell our guy that my diet is improving?
Dude, I don't know what you're eating, but I know it must be good for you because it looks like baby food. That slop in the jar that you're eating.
Yeah. It's not great. But I'm trying. We'll have updates for you down the line. But I would love Don't Sleep. Crushing them every day still. You guys need to check out don'tsleepenergy.com. Thanks for sitting through this one. If you lasted this long, we owe you a beer.
Definitely.
All right,
Drab Harris.
All right, later, guys.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.